What you need to know, Key, is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out. What do you got?
All right, guys. So the Gerber baby is looking for a little model. And I was thinking that maybe Sedano's baby, you know, because he qualifies.
He may be a little too old for Gerber.
No.
Yeah.
Babies to 4 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, then he qualifies technically. Yes.
You know,
he definitely likes to eat. So there's that.
Why does Sedano baby have? I got a baby too.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Key,
the Key baby.
I don't know you like that.
Yes. Yeah, she doesn't. That's true.
How old is
the
baby?
No, you know, we can do the Hispanic baby with me, and we can do the African American baby with you. There you go. We can get everybody.
Well, she kind of looks like you a little bit.
She's like brownish.
Yeah.
All right.
Not as dark as me.
Okay, then there you go.
And I'm darker now too.
Okay,
than
well,
I was
you know what? Y'all
before.
Can compete.
You're darker now.
Yeah, because of sun.
I mean, I get.
I was milk chocolate a couple weeks ago.
Oh, in New York.
Now I'm dark chocolate.
Now, yeah.
Hey, watch it.
I like dark chocolate better.
You need to.
You gotta watch some of the things you say because you can get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't say those
things. Can't be white in this country anymore. My goodness.
That was one of the things.
Oh, yeah. Really?
My chocolate ice cream thing earlier?
We're just joking with you, man.
Oh,
relax.
All right, go ahead, Laura.
All right. Yes. So, 2022 Gerber Baby Photo Search. Okay, you could be the campaign for the baby. Obviously, their ads, social media, you get $25,000, which I think it's a little low because they're going to
make... That is low. 25 grand?
Yeah. It's
for a baby?
Yeah.
You get less than that sometimes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what your kids model and stuff.
Yes,
so you know
they
that.
Get like peanuts. Yeah, but,
really? So that's good?
Dude, that's 25 grand. The baby gets the money. You don't.
Right.
And the money
it goes into
grow.
Like a trust.
Yeah, yeah, and the money will grow, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're going to make millions off of you, so I feel like $25,000
is a small cut.
It's the wages for the babies and modeling and all that.
Is it a one-time baby? Is it a one-time deal?
Yeah. Does the baby have to be SAG?
Oh,
no, I'm just joking.
No, I don't think so. But the cool thing that I think it's cool, they are going... They're going to donate, and they're going to match $25,000 to the March of Dimes. So
technically
it's 50 grand. But, you know, so Sedano, you know, I think has a chance. Okay. Key, I'm sure your baby has a chance.
We'll submit the Johnson baby as well. So there we go.
There's that 1 a.m. wake-up call.
Yo, I bored Key.
No.
Poor guy.
He's been up since 1 in the morning.
1 a.m.
And he was all fired up, you know, going back at
me. I'm good, man. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, all right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
That's it?
That's that segment.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought we were getting ready to go for like several.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I can go for rounds.
I mean,
they just don't let
no, me. I just thought it was like a series of.
No, it's just one
oh,
thing.
Okay,
it's one
it.
Thing you need to know.
Yeah. It's tough to listen to your show, though. Yeah, I'm way over there. Sometimes I'm here. I'm asleep. I'm up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So Jonathan Watson, who's one of our most important listeners, the guy's like a producer basically on Twitter for us. He says, Key, for those that may not know the story, and Cap probably doesn't as well.
Tell me.
Tell the story about why or how O'Shea is your cousin. O'Shea Jackson Jr., who texted us.
What, he wants me?
He says, can you tell the story?
Oh, family, man. It's family. It's family. That's all. It's his... He's married to my cousin.
Correct.
His dad is married to my cousin.
O'Shea Sr. Yes.
O'Shea, I call him Cube. But
Yes.
That's how.
Right. He's married to your cousin.
Yes.
And then O'Shea.
So it makes him my cousin, blah, blah, blah.
And then O'Shea says that the stories he heard was that his mom used to beat Key racing in the street when they were kids.
True or false?
Stop. Lies, and more lies.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you were a fast receiver, but you know, I mean,
yeah, she might have been faster, huh?
I mean, you know, perhaps it's possible. You were a great. You had the big mitts, Key. You know what I mean? Like that's what you did. You physicaled everyone.
When you're in high school, were there other receivers that you were looking at that were like 6'5" NFL wide receivers? Like
the
only
receiver that was tall was J.J. Stokes.
UCLA
guy? Well, I guess
Darnay
Scott was tall too, though. Darnay was
Cincinnati
tall.
Bengals, right?
Yeah, he was tall.
But I'm trying to think about
Amani
guys.
Amani Toomer was tall.
Yeah, Al Toon back in the day, speaking of Jets.
No, but in high school.
I see.
But how about guys in the NFL? Like, I'm trying to think of guys that if I were in your position in high school, how do you become a receiver versus, like, somebody putting you at tight end?
No, tight end, man. That's them small schools in the Midwest, you know? How are you going to be a tight end at 6'2", 180?
Was that what you were then?
No, but that's high school weight. I was probably, I was about a 6'2", 185, 190 guy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking
180, 190 with like carrot stick arms.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, yeah. celery sticks.
Strings that are hanging yeah. from your jersey.
Look like licorice.
Yeah.
Extra padding on.
Who were the tall wide receivers? I'm trying to think when I was a kid. Who's a guy from the Philadelphia Eagles? Is Harold Carmichael?
Oh,
Harold.
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
Yeah, yeah, big
he
guy.
Was huge.
Really big.
Yeah, that's different, though.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think, oh, you're 6'2", you got to play tight end. No, you're like 100 pounds. You got tight ends are 260 and 70 pounds.
And like 6'5".
Yeah.
They're like offensive
people
linemen,
people always
basically.
Think like big receivers are tight ends. I'm like, no, tight ends are huge.
Yeah.
They're basically old linemen that get converted to
exactly.
tight end in a lot
well,
of
how
ways.
Tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, see, I look at you, I think of you as being taller.
No, I'm
6'3". I thought yeah. you were bigger than
6'3". Yeah,
6'3",
I thought 6'4". Yeah.
6'3 and some change.
Mm.
Can you still do a toe touch?
Not right this second. No. I cannot.
Chris, he can't do a toe touch. What happened to him? What happened to this guy? Goes no, to New York,
right,
he can't do
not,
a toe
not
touch.
Not right
anymore.
Now.
No? Shh, mm-mm. You work out?
I don't work out nearly as much as I should.
Yeah.
But I will start working out again here soon. I just haven't got down to my routine.
Yeah.
You know, ever since, it's like one of those deals, ever since my daughter passed away a year ago, I kind of hit and miss on the working out.
Sure.
I don't get, you know, I was in a routine and a routine yeah. and a routine. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, I'm going to work out. Yeah. No, I don't want to work out. Yeah. Hey, let's go have
some
drinks.
Spend
I'm
more time with the
out.
Family, too.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. it's a lot. But I'm about to start back working out.
And two-year-old baby, I mean, I know how that works.
Because my traveling schedule is so crazy that it's hard to work out.
Yeah.
Like, well, I got to force myself not to eat bad.
And yeah. how long did you go, like, not sleeping with the little baby,
oh,
too?
Oh, God,
that's
forever.
Brutal at the beginning. Yeah. Yeah.
But when guys get done playing, you know, some guys can actually, like, lose weight and look good. And you're like, wow, man, you look really good. And then other guys.
Well, those dudes that you're looking at losing weight, looking good.
Offensive linemen, usually.
They're yeah. off some things oh. that probably we can't really talk about
right,
and discuss.
Right. Things that got them plumpy, you know what I mean? Watery kind of yeah. things. But guys get them. But other guys go the opposite direction. They have this attitude like, I've worked out my whole life.
No, I have that attitude too, though. I've worked out my whole life, and I'm tired of working out at times. Just like when you say, well, you go to sports bars on weekends and watch games? Dude, think about it, from college on the weekends, play on Saturday, film on Sunday, school on Monday, then you go into the pros, you're playing on Sundays, you're yeah. traveling on Saturdays, yeah. You're probably resting up on Monday. You don't
Bill
have a chance
Parcells
to do
is yelling you on Thursday.
Oh, God, yeah. all that. So when you find, then I go to ESPN when I retire from football, I'm working on the weekends.
Right.
So I'm not ever, so when I had an opportunity to come back to L.A. and start doing radio and only working during the week, oh, it was the best thing ever.
I used to see Key in Bristol oh. when I first met him. He'd get in there. You could see a Sunday morning. He'd be like, it's so early. He'd have to come to radio to talk to me and before he did countdown with all the big fellas.
Yeah, and
it
so
was tiring.
The weekend, I got my weekends back once I started doing radio in L.A., and see, because I'm not doing the weekend shows anymore, I work only during the week. So I go to the sports bars. I get to enjoy, watch the games, you know, don't have to worry about yeah. paying close attention. Yeah.
See, when you said that earlier, I was like, I kind of had this thought that being at ESPN and having the national show, like on Sundays, you would be there working. You know, at ESPN. No, but back in the day. But you were doing studio shows back
that
in the day.
Back in the day.
Sunday, right. That was on Sunday and Monday.
Right. Yeah.
So I would be there on a Saturday.
Yeah. So you like being in the radio world the way it is now, weekends free. And instead of having to play like analyst on ESPN, you can watch and just talk about it during the week.
Dude, I watch sports during the week. I work on NFL Live during the week. I do First Take during the week, and I do my show. And on the weekends, I can go to watch USC play.
Right.
I could go to an NFL game if I choose to do so. It's great.
Yeah.
So, Keith, tell us the cologne, because I missed the cologne. I know you maybe get Chris to buy the cologne, so that way we can smell you around here, too. What's the key cologne? Because I feel like there's a scent.
What the hell did I – What? Crete.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Crete.
Chris, buy some Crete or something so we can have some key smell around here. You know,
Crete.
It's like new car smell.
Yeah, Crete. Yeah. You can smell me now?
I don't want to. You should probably get on the microphone.
Yeah.
Please do.
I wear Crete.
Yeah. Creed. He's got like a certain scent.
Creed.
You know, when I used to work in the mornings, I used to be able to. I knew when he was in the elevator before me.
You smell him when you get in the building.
Yeah.
And he used to give me a hard time about cologne. I'm like, what are you
But
talking
you
about,
will
Key?
Put on a half a bottle.
No, yeah. Key. You smell you everywhere. And
everyone
like
knows
it
you.
Smells good.
And no, it does smell good.
It's not. It's just, I squirt one little tooth cologne.
No, you
and
don't.
No, I do not put on a half a bottle.
Maybe
you know how expensive. Google Creed. Man, I'm not wasting that.
Maybe it's just your body.
Google Creed.
Your body makes it go.
Man, don't hate, though.
I'm not hate. I love it. So
damn, Key, you spending $360 on a bottle of cologne?
Well, he's the number
That's
one
probably the
pick.
Small one.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
I got the large one.
How much credentials. Pay? Like, my perfumes are expensive as they are.
Really?
I don't wear cologne any cologne. Cologne is expensive,
no,
man.
Not cologne, man. Perfume.
What are you thinking? You getting Izod or something? Michael Jordan cologne?
No, come on. No, dude. Curve. Curve, dude.
I think I was with
Liz Claiborne.
Come on. $23 at Walmart. Come on.
Lucky you.
You're going to get red bumps on your neck.
A few weeks ago, I think we were in the elevator or something, and I was with Amanda, and I said, oh, it smells like Key. And she said, wow. She goes, you know his smell? I go, I know two
there
women.
There is a smell. I know it. As soon as
I know two women in my history where that smell will stop you, right? You think of them when you smell it, their perfume? Yeah. And Keys.
Keys, Creek.
Well, but it's good cologne, and you don't have to spray a lot on it. It's strong, though. So if you put too much on, you're going to smell like a half a bottle.
Let me ask you this.
You can get it on, like, eBay for, like, 58 bucks, though.
Not bad.
Yeah, it might be a knockout.
It's probably like Crete with a T instead.
If you bro handshake with Key, do you then smell like Key?
I don't know. It's a great question. We did a little bro hug earlier. I came up behind him, and I said, give me your money. And just he almost took me out. It was like a UFC move.
I've been places. And people say, you can smell your clothes on my couch or on my chair.
There you go.
Key was here.
We've got a little bit of flashback history coming up
next.
Oh,
we do? Flashback Key.
Down the row.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
What are the break situation here? Are we breaking or are we going? All right, we got a break. Laura says to break. We're breaking.
Laura says to break. We're breaking.
How long, Laura?
We'll be back in
3:15.
One what?
3:15.
We'll be back in 3:15.
There you go, Key. Take us to break.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And yes, indeed, Live Imaging Tuesday on Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap today. On this day back in 1974, Sedano, the number one hit was Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
Oh, let's go to Elton John at Dodger Stadium on his farewell tour.
Key will be at Dodger Stadium on Friday night. I got his tickets as this.
You got his tickets, yes, of course.
Also, happy birthday, David Letterman is 75. Oh. Ed O'Neill of Married with Children fame, 76. Andy Garcia. Wow.
Oh, 66. My fellow Cuban, Andy Garcia.
Yeah, I was going to say he's Cuban. No.
Yes. Did you ever go on David Letterman when you were in New York? Like sports guys, so that's why.
Yeah, I did Letterman.
He had the big suit on back then.
Oh, yeah, 90s suit
I don't know what I wore
sure.
on Letterman. I think I might have had like a sweater or something on.
Oh, you didn't do the big, like, Arsenio Hall 90s suits?
It was like a big
suits?
Sweater, though. Yeah. It was a big sweater, for sure.
Like Kyle Kuzma?
No, not like that.
Also on this moment right now, Sedano. We want to take a moment because we've gotten when it hit social that Keyshawn was here. Some requests, like the old all requests Wednesdays.
Oh, that's right, the drops,
the old morning show drops. So Laura's got a bunch of them. They found her and Jorge found them in the archives. Let's hear one of those. That's not good. That's good.
Well, it's an afternoon show.
Come on. Oh, hit that one again, Bub Rub.
What you want to woo woo?
Key, doesn't that bring back memories?
Woo woo
woo woo.
Yeah, that was good.
We got another one.
Oh, that was more for our Rams guy,
DeMarco.
DeMarco.
So that was Key impersonating DeMarco.
Did he ever pay up that bet that you made with him that one year against USC?
No, I think he ate it.
Oh, look at you. He's filling in for me on Friday, so he's going to be hearing this, I'm sure. So
Captain DeMarco's good content.
I love DeMarco.
Also, there's one more, the What's Up Key.
What's up, Key? It's Bieber.
Oh, that one got a lot of run.
Do you remember who did that?
No, who did that?
It was Kelvin.
Oh, yeah.
Kelvin called in as Bieber.
Rest in peace, Kelvin.
Let's go one more time. Go ahead, Warren.
What's up, Key? It's Bieber.
By the way, when I read that story.
There's another guy who lasted about a week after messing
He's
with
a TV star now, Kelvin.
Is he? What is he doing?
He works at Spectrum.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Calling games and stuff?
He does the news for Spectrum.
Oh, like a Spectrum News.
Yeah, the
locals.
Spectrum News. Yeah.
He actually does a good job.
He does a good job,
When I heard that story, and I wasn't here at the time, about Keyshawn, and tell me the story because I would like to hear it, and I'm sure there are a lot of listeners.
I don't want
to
talk about Bieber.
Dude, it's one of my favorite things I ever heard, though, because I never heard it from
he's
you.
He's grown now.
He is.
He Yeah, he's grown. Yeah. And
well, you threw him up against a wall in a Calabasas restaurant and said, "Don't drive that fast."
Okay, what I heard, the way I, but hold on, the rest of the country read it this way: Justin Bieber.
Everybody was on his side on Keyside.
Right, Justin Bieber is speeding through this neighborhood in a Ferrari.
Right,
and Keyshawn Johnson decided to go smack him in the back of the head and tell him, "Hey, punk, I don't care who you are. Slow down when you're driving down my streets." Now, that's my interpretation. Is that what happened?
No, that's an interpretation. I didn't physically assault him or anything like that. I just kind of, a little confrontation to tell him to slow down in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, and he tried to tell me he wasn't driving a car, even though I saw him driving a damn car.
What kind of car was it, Ferrari?
Ferrari.
Yeah.
And I was in my Prius.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't catch him, that's for sure.
Well, by the time I got to his house, he was trying to maneuver in the driveway. Yeah. And so... Prius is fast enough to get to the house.
Yeah.
You know, before he can get all the way in the driveway.
How old is he about this time, you think?
I think he was maybe about 18.
Yeah, he was
19.
And when you get out of the car and he sees you, does he go, "Hey, Keyshawn, what's up, man?"
No, he didn't roll down the windows. No, he kept the windows up, and his security came running out of the tool shed and whatnot and telling me to get off the property and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, "No, you're not. I don't think you want this.
I'm Calabasas
Bieber.
I don't think you're looking for this smoke, buddy."
And we've got two more classic.
Two more classic drops, Key.
That was for Raj and I.
I don't even know what that.
You remember
I don't
know what Solid Gold? Yeah.
I know, but I know Solid Gold, but
Brianna's
I don't know what that was for.
Me to play that.
That was a request.
What was the name
them?
Of the other place? The adult establishment we used to talk about in the back of the
Perkins?
Day.
No, that's a
no,
restaurant.
No, that was
Tiger.
Where Tiger
alone
went.
Just play well.
I love
the
Tiger.
Masters.
No, it was.
Which one are you talking about?
The one down in South Central.
Oh, you're talking about.
Experiment Rhino?
No.
Different kind.
What? Wait, I don't know what that is. I just was coming up with stuff.
What
I just made that up.
I'm trying to think of it, but Captain keeps talking.
Now you understand my problem.
Oh, God, I can't think of it. The Right Track.
The right track. Yes.
The right track. Yes.
And one more, Laura. One more.
11 is 11.
One more time.
11 is 11.
And that's important because 11 and 11, that's a big bit on our show.
I don't even know what I said that
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was 11, 11.
I don't know. Last night at 11, 11.
11, 11, make a wish.
I don't know if we ever had a drop. It was more of a story, the triple drill.
The triple drill was the best story ever.
The triple drill. They practiced it, though, in 2020, and they used it and won the World Series.
Laura, that 11, 11 one, though, is interesting for you, I feel like.
I mean, really for me? No, for the guy. No,
at last night at 11, 11, she tweeted, "Hey, it's 11, 11, y'all."
Yeah. Keith, do you know this story about Laura and 11-11? So she has a guy that she called 11-11 because she was at her house. Uh-huh. Okay,
no, at his house. His studio.
Oh, pardon me. His house. They were watching a movie and she saw her phone and said, "Oh, it's 11-11. Make a wish." 11-11 in the evening. And he tried to kiss her and she was like, "Whoa.
Back
but
off,
you were
buddy."
At his house.
So we were
exactly.
At his
studio.
Exactly. Thank you. No. We were friends. Okay.
Friends.
I was in another, anyways, and then I was like,
"You were in another relationship." And
no,
he was hanging out with him,
no,
said.
Not another relationship. He's a friend. I went over, and then we were talking. And I'm big on numbers. I'm big on numerology. I'm big on all that stuff. And I was like, "Yo, it's 11-11. Make a wish." And he went in for the kiss. And I was like,
"Now, did you say it like that? Yo, it's 11-11.
Yes,
make a wish."
100%. I was like, "Yo, it's 11-11. Make
a wish." That is the kind of thing, though, that when a guy hears that, "Make a wish," my wish is I want to start making out with you. So I thought that's why you were saying that to me. So why are we not making out?
Well, and she stopped him. So
that's a little creepy, though. Yeah. I'm with you. That's
Thank
a
you.
Creepy, Laura.
That's all I needed.
Oh, you wouldn't have taken that as come on in?
Oh, no, not a chance, man. No. Oh, not,
9/20/22.
Not in 1972. No.
I liked Key before, but now I liked him more.
Sedano and Cap continues.
Oh,
now.
That's right.
Oh, it is live imaging Tuesday. I forgot.
Yes, it's lit. I mean, you know, it is lit.
Yeah.
Lit AF.
Lit AF.
That's right.
Okay.
Got to throw in the AF.
Yeah. Who's that guy? Just gave me the head nod over there, Chris.
Oh, that's Glenn, a friend of Good Karma Brands.
Oh, well, there you go. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn is a consultant to the company. Yes. You know, when those consultants come in, they start looking at everything.
Yeah, they do. They do. How many of them said, "Hello, Mr. Johnson, how are you?"
Here?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same people.
No, but the new people. The,
oh, I met a bunch of them down in West Palm Beach when I was down there a week or so ago.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was hanging
out.
We had
the Breakers?
No, I was not at the Breakers. I kept asking me, was I hanging out at the Breakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went by a certain mansion down there, though.
You did?
Yeah, I drove by.
Really?
I needed to see it.
Herman Roa just tweeted me because he quote tweeted the picture I put of you, hanging out with us today. And he wrote, "Crenshaw over Dorsey," is what he said to you. So just letting you know.
Doing what?
Yeah, just you put Crenshaw, you know, more than Dorsey. Is what
yeah, but why?
Yeah.
For
I mean,
what?
He's just
over
getting
what?
At you. That clearly. Just, I mean, look, it's working. So
it's not over anything.
Yes.
Why would I pick Crenshaw over Dorsey?
Yes. So there you go. Just letting you know. Yeah. Somebody's still carrying so, that and harboring
Crenshaw,
that.
Crenshaw has a good academic and sports program. Yeah. They've done well for themselves. But yeah. I think Dorsey's done better.
Yeah. Speaking of doing better, should the Lakers add someone to the front office to help
yes,
Rob?
Absolutely.
Kirk? Yes. 100%. I agree.
But I said this. I said this weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah.
That they need. It's so funny when you say something. It just seems like all of a sudden it goes everywhere. I said this. I said the one thing that they need to do is hire a high-level NBA basketball executive.
Yes.
A high-level person.
Yeah.
Not somebody who, you know, is homeboy's friend or the cousin's uncle who lives down the street. Somebody who is high-level.
It's too mom and pop, the situation there. Is it fair to say that?
I don't really know the situation,
though. Well, but, I mean, it seems fairly obvious that, like, you know, Linda and Kurt have a relationship with Jeannie, and they...
But what are Linda and Kurt really doing?
They trust. I mean, well, I would imagine that Linda runs stuff there, I'm assuming, and Kurt is part of the basketball operations.
What if they call her the... What if they call her the party planner?
But then Rob also is part of that because, I mean, of his relationship with them because of Kobe for so long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But
so that's what I mean by mom and pop.
But do we think that Rob doesn't know what he's doing? 19 months ago, they won a championship.
Right, but 19 months ago, it's because they basically got the AD deal done.
But that was...
No, I know, but now in retrospect, we're looking at it and saying, wow, they did give up too much because now they have nothing left to, like, make a move now.
Or are we giving Rob credit for that?
But
I'm okay, they won the championship.
If I gave up four players or whatever the number was to get a championship...
And a bunch of picks.
I'm giving that up.
I get it, but there were people at the time who said that was a little too much. You could have kept a couple picks. Maybe you could have kept a player.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, on a deal,
right,
when you get all the way to the end.
You just want to get it done.
You want to get it done. You know how it is. You negotiate your contracts. Right. You get all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And you say, I tell you what, I need one more buck. Right? And then you go and you say, hey, guys, I need another buck.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Yeah. And then they say, well, we really don't want to do it. And you go, well, you know what? Never mind. Yeah. And then they go, okay.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened where they got the AD deal gun and they saw that big old tall drink of water walk through the door.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, we got to have him.
But I'm with you with they just need more smart people in the room.
But when you say mom and pop, I think the thing is this. It is their family's business.
Yes.
Whereas, and I made this comparison yesterday, if you look at Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams, He owns a lot of stuff.
Silent Stan.
Right. And exactly. Whereas Al Davis back in the day was overbearing as the owner. Or I'll give you a more contemporary example. You'll probably comment on this, Key. Jerry Jones. I mean,
he knows football.
Jerry Jones owes Key $800, though, by the way.
He does?
Well, he's not going to pay me because I drink up all his scotch, according to him.
Yes. Johnny Walker Blue.
I agree he knows football. He has a football background. He played college football, et cetera, et cetera. But he's a hands-on owner.
Yeah.
And the Lakers, this is their wealth, is this team.
Yeah.
So Stan Kroenke got other teams, got other stuff going on. And that's the mom and pop of it all, to me, is that this is a family-run, small operation. And so rather than spending whatever it takes, which they do for players, do they spend whatever it takes on all the other things you have to have?
If somebody is better at that job than you are, yes. And clearly, whoever it is that's running it, whether it's Rich Paul and LeBron James, Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis and Kurt Rambis, which, you know, it was mind-boggling to hear that he was in on coaches' meetings. It was like, well, wait a minute.
Right, you imagine
you
that?
You get ready to tell him how to set his lineup? Wait, what did you do as a head coach?
Oh, no, we can actually document what he did. It's not good.
If that was truly the case, you know, I think
George is shaking his head, yes.
They certainly have to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They certainly have to take a look at bringing in a high-level executive to be the go-between, the general manager and the owner. And it shouldn't be Linda and Kurt if that is the case.
Well, I don't see – Ramona doesn't see that. Ramona sees that there won't be a person that above Rob, which is what you're saying, and I agree with you. I think there should be, but they don't. She doesn't believe that'll be the case.
Or even if that person wasn't above Rob, he was below Rob, and Rob was a direct contact to Gina.
But at least someone else in the room that has another informed opinion is what I would
add. A high-level formed opinion.
Correct. And like, here's what I would say. I don't think it's a bad thing to have – there's a lot of really good assistant GMs in the NBA that are ready to be GMs. Find that next guy – put him there, and God forbid the situation goes south, you have someone that you can then elevate in that situation.
Well, part of one of the problems, and you would appreciate this being a Floridian yourself.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's one of the problems that you have is whenever an agent can get to the owner, like a Rich Paul can get to the owner, that's problematic. Agents shouldn't be able to go directly to the owner and sit down and have meetings after, like they did after the All-Star game. When LeBron said, never say never, blah, 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 Cleveland. And then all of a sudden, he's there sitting down in El Segundo, chopping it up. Yeah. That shouldn't be the case.
Clean up aisle six.
It should be everything stops at the general manager. Because, and I say appreciate this, because no one is getting past Pat Riley in Miami. Buck stopped right there. What's the owner?
Mickey Arison.
Mickey Arison. I'm going to call him Mickey Loomis. Mickey Arison.
Right.
No one's getting to him.
Right.
They you're going to stop right here, aisle three.
And Mickey Harrison would say, no, you got to talk
to Pat. Right. Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
Right.
You got to talk to Pat.
But I was telling you guys that on Spectrum Sports, I'd have the TV on. It must have been a Laker game on, and I turned the TV on the next day. And there was one of these shows where you had Linda Rambis sitting with Jeannie Buss and Rich Paul, and the three of them are having lunch, and they're all talking to
that's
each other.
That's what I'm saying. That was after the All-Star game.
Yeah, so it was televised where it's I love you, you're so awesome, gosh, you're great.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and it was a
absolutely
weird.
Absolutely no.
It was a strange TV show to watch.
But what happens is, because of the power that Rich has throughout the NBA, you got to kind of coddle to that because, there may be a Darius Garland in your future.
Right.
There may be a Ball again in your future. So you got to be careful on how you manage that situation. Because he did essentially bring you a championship in 2019.
And by the way, I don't
blame... Or 2020,
I'm sorry.
And I don't,
what was
it, 2019?
2020.
2020. Yeah.
But, and by the way, it's smart. If Rich can get past the general manager, that's smart,
but he should be able to. Yes. Only thing I'm saying is, if I'm the owner, he can't get past the general manager.
Right.
Deal with the general manager. Right. I don't have time to talk to you. Right.
Well, that's what I... So when we go back and we say that Rob Pelinka deserves credit for doing the Anthony Davis deal, I just asked this question. Did he really do the deal, or did LeBron's team do the deal?
Well, Magic started the process.
Right.
And then Magic got out of it, and they finished the deal.
I just keep asking this question over and over again. I've asked it to everybody who's an expert and who's close to the team. Why is Rob Pelinka considered unfireable, at least right now? You know, like, he works for the team.
But what has he done wrong to be fired?
Well,
I think that he now leaves himself, now that Vogel is no longer the target.
Yeah,
he is now. This was the reason Vogel was not fired earlier, in my estimation, Key, because now that would have opened up Rob to be more vulnerable
and
in that situation.
On top
but now
of
he
that,
is more vulnerable.
And on top of that, you got to remember there's a bond and a strong relationship.
Sure,
with
I understand.
Jeannie and Rob because of Kobe Bryant.
I totally understand.
And so it's you kind of stuck in that situation where, like, I don't really want to fire him because he hasn't done anything that's fireable. There's no fireable offense.
Right. He hasn't done anything to be fired for cause. The question is, why is it that this team...
You're saying, why does he feel untouchable?
Yeah, that's why. Okay. Why does he...
But he doesn't.
I don't think he's untouchable.
19 months ago, they won a championship.
Right. And
we're only fast-forwarding a year later, two seasons later, when a season ago, if they construct and stay healthy, they're beating Phoenix. We're not even having this conversation.
I concur.
They broke down this year on a team that they put together. It just fell apart.
They should not, Key, if they would have just stood pat.
They should have stood pat and maybe grabbed one or two pieces.
If they would have stood pat, they would have been fine.
I didn't understand why they did that when they did it. Yeah. But
so let me ask you this. You think Frank Vogel was A, scapegoated, or B, deserved to be fired?
Scapegoated.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Deserve to be fired when your superstars only played 21 games?
Well, I just want to see.
There's no way he should have been fired.
Right. The same standard that we're saying Pelinka.
But what I would say to that, and I know you got a break and I got to get out of here. What I would say to that is you were 16 games under 500. And no matter who's on the court, you got to do better.
Yeah.
How about they get 10 playoff teams out of 15 and you can't scratch it?
Yeah. Terrible. That's tough. Mark Jackson is the rumored guy in one of the stories in the Athletics. I know he's your guy. I mean, I've worked with Mark for a long time too. So I would be a proponent of that. How do you feel about it?
I think it would be fine. Obviously, he's grown from his days at Golden State.
Yeah.
Everybody matures. Yeah. I don't think he makes the same mistakes that people thought he made at Golden State if he gets the opportunity to be a head coach again.
And by the way, if there's anyone that you can hold up as an example of that, look at Jason Kidd in Dallas now.
Yeah, and you got to have and he is going to be respected.
Correct.
A lot of times you want the players to respect you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not saying that they didn't respect Frank Vogel, but I think some of the respect got away.
Yeah, they didn't respect him. I mean, you look at a guy like Mark Jackson, and you go, okay, look, this guy was a player. This guy has been a coach. He has coached, you know, top-level players in the NBA. I can respect when he says to me, I'm the coach. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I know what I'm doing here.
And on top of that, Cap, when an individual has been the third or fourth option,
right.
Players are going to look at that different.
Right.
It's like, man, this dude, third or fourth option. Hey, listen to him. You shouldn't be here in the first place.
Yeah.
And in the end.
Yeah,
and you can see it when they're texting, they're using their cell phones. Yeah. And, you know, it kind of got screwy Louie. And I think that was part of the contributing. What about Doc? If Doc gets fired, is he the guy?
Well, Doc, I think I picked the Raptors to win that series in 7.
So if he gets fired.
I think it's a possibility.
I don't think I would mind him, though.
I think that Laker fans would mind because he's said some stuff in the past.
But Laker fans, George, listen.
I'm just saying, you know this town, though.
No, but they turned quickly. Listen.
Yeah, we didn't want LeBron. Look at him. He's standing there looking at you.
Right.
Yeah,
and by the way,
hi, LeBron.
And listen, everybody loved Russell Westbrook when he first got traded here or was acquired here. Yeah. Everybody loved Russell Westbrook, and now the Laker Nation, they hate him.
Oh, the key handler is
here.
They
hate him.
Come on, key handler. Come inside. I know. You're already giving me the, you know, he's got to go. Bye-bye.
Wait. He's got to go.
Where are we going,
Key? It was great.
Where are you heading?
It was great hanging out. Well, I'm not telling you where I'm going.
No, it's a private thing.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a private thing. I mean, I know if you were going to dinner or if you're going to drinks.
Chris has got to finish up the kids' parties stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Time, Key.
That's it. It's time to go.
Hey, it was great hanging out on George.
Well, thank you.
Keyshawn, George, or what is it? Keyshawn, what's the hell is your name?
Sedano. It's Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap.
Yes.
Keyshawn, Sedano, and Cap.
It's like
7:10 a.m. ESPN. Listen to us each and every day right here on this station in the morning show.
Homeboy.
Yes, that is correct.
Don't get it twisted.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes.
For now.
Yes. Max. Max only slightly more annoying than me, according to Kate.
Different annoying, he says.
Different
also.
Annoying, yes, right. Different annoying. So here's the deal.
Yes, tell me.
I actually think the Mark Jackson name was not out there until yesterday. Now, you and I have talked a lot about Juwan Howard. The Mark Jackson thing is interesting because, you know, Jason Kidd, and I know there's a lot, look, I get it. There are people that are going to be anti-Mark Jackson. I'm not going to be one of those people. And I come to the table full-fledged bias. I've worked with the man. I have spent plenty of time with the man. I know what kind of person he is. I know what kind of coach he is. I certainly know what kind of player he was. I watched him play. I believe he's still top five assist leader in NBA history. I am a proponent of Mark Jackson getting another coaching opportunity. And if it happens to be here in Los Angeles where he lives, I think it'd be great. And I know that LeBron definitely respects Mark Jackson.
So look, here's the reality, though. You know, you're talking about a guy who coached three seasons in Golden State, and it's probably been 5-6 years at least since he's coached.
Oh, no. 2014, bro.
Right. Okay. So longer. Okay. Yeah. So it's eight seasons.
Yeah.
So he coached for three seasons. He's been a television analyst for eight seasons. This reminds me of when John Gruden was at ESPN and every NFL head coaching job that came up, Gruden's name was surfaced.
Yeah.
Or every time there was an NFL coaching job that came up, it was like Bill Cowher. Whoever was the hot TV guy who the longer he stayed away from the game, the more attractive he seemed to become to teams who were looking for coaches. Mark Jackson, to me, is that right now. But the difference is, I believe that if you're LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and if it's Russell Westbrook who's back, when they look at a guy like Mark Jackson, they go, great player, great college player, great pro player, had a really established long-term NBA career, bounced around, played on a bunch of different teams. We've all seen him for years on television. And guess what? He coached for 3 years. I can listen to this guy. I can believe in this guy. And like Keyshawn said, I really think that these players ultimately just had no respect for Frank Vogel. And I'm sorry to say that. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's not his fault. It's just that when they look at him, they go, he didn't play. And you know what? He won the championship, but it was LeBron and AD. How much did he do? I mean, I just feel like there was a lack of respect for Frank Vogel's credentials.
So Sam Amick, who wrote the story for The Athletic today about, and we're gonna dive into some of it. We're gonna do Radio Tinder a little late, but we're gonna do Radio Tinder next, and then at 6 o'clock we're gonna get into some of the stuff that Sam wrote about maybe his perceived notion, Sam's, that there could be some apprehension between LeBron and the front office, and then he dives into Mark Jackson. So we'll get into all that stuff before Sam joins us at 6:30. So we'll take a quick break. We're back in 4 minutes, Laura? Yep, 4 minutes. We're back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Linz isn't here, but Funch is here in the house. Funchy, it's good to see you. It's been too long.
I know, too long, man. Yeah. And good seeing Cap. I never see Cap around at all.
I know.
Man.
I mean, I think last time I was here, it was like...
the first time I met you,
right,
man.
I was like, this is our first time face-to-face. Yeah. That is the weird part about the last 2 years of life, is how people are starting to come back to work and seeing each other again.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man.
Well, you can follow me on Funchess Basketball on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, so not Lindsay Baseball,
no.
Funchess Basketball.
Yeah, and Cleveland Pizza is better than L.A. Pizza.
Well, and by the
there
way...
there you go. Now you fit right in.
By the way...
ever.
Hey, listen, if Lindsay were here today, she'd be really upset because Brooklyn is taking it to Cleveland.
I know, killing it.
And Kyrie is going off.
Has he missed a shot yet?
Didn't I predict that? I said this is what would happen. I said Brooklyn will play Cleveland and Kyrie's going to stick the knife in them. And I said that to Lindsay on the air and she got all... mad at me.
He was 10 for 10 from the field, and I want to say like 12 for 12 or 15 for 15 from the free throw line. He's got like 25 points, something like that. He's killing it.
All right, guys. So over the weekend, Minwoo Lee made his debut at the Masters, finishing with a +2. But the real story with him is that his sister, Minji Lee, was his caddy. And Minji Lee is number 4 in the world on the LPGA Tour.
Wow.
Now, Sedano, you got siblings?
I do, yes.
Cap, you got siblings?
Yep, I got a sister.
Now, you guys work in radio. Could you do a show with your siblings, swipe left or swipe right?
Cap, you want to go first?
I would swipe. I'm going to swipe left. And I'm laughing because honestly.
You're thinking about it.
No, well, my sister would be like Laura. Like, my sister and Laura, they have very similar personalities. So she would be a strong female presence on the show. Mm-hmm. And I have Laura. I don't need my sister doing this.
Yeah, I would also swipe left. I just think that the combination of just the personalities of my siblings wouldn't work out well.
How many got? A better show?
Yeah, I have a couple. I have two. No, I actually, if I did the show with my wife, she would be insane. My wife is actually worked in radio. She would be like, if we threw her in as a third female on this show, like, it would be even more crazy than it is with Lauren.
See, Funch, I would rather do one with my 21-year-old son. Yeah. I was saying yesterday that just like Draymond Green, who said that media people should be fired if they pick the Lakers to win, I told my son that today. He's like, yeah, I agree with that. That sounds right.
Yeah.
My son, like, wants certain ESPN personalities fired from, like, television, and he's not bashful
yeah, he's
about
hard already,
it at all.
Man.
Oh, he's rough. He's rough, this yeah. kid.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
What's next, Funchy?
All right, so fellas, I'm getting married.
Hey,
no way!
I'm getting married in about a month and a half.
Let me introduce you to the Dadvocates, thedadvocates.com.
Please don't. Why would you do that? Just, oh, man.
So, you know, the wedding has, the wedding planning has been stressful. You
yeah.
know, but the future,
just say yes. Everything. Yeah, say yes.
Listen, listen to this kid.
The future yeah. Mrs. Funches is handling everything, like 95% of everything.
Go to the tasting, though. That's the best
oh,
part.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I'm dealing with is, like, the DJ, and the DJ is my friend, so right. I don't have to, you know, do much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the stress, most stressful part is doing the guest list, obviously.
Oh,
this guest list, you know.
I know where this is going.
Yes, yeah. And trying to invite as many family members and friends, even though you have a limited, you know, amount of seats or whatever, you know. So me and a future Mrs. Funch gave our mothers 5 invites to invite whoever they want to invite, you know. Friends, neighbors.
Now, is that 5 individuals or 5 with a couple?
5 individuals.
Oh,
5 individuals.
An odd number. That's already bad
news.
I know.
So one of my, I guess, aunts or one of my mom's best friends or whatever can't make it to the wedding.
Okay.
But in her place, she wants to send her son and his wife. Right? Look at yes, Donald. Give me that look. Yes, my mother's friend wants to send her son and her daughter-in-law, I guess, in their place.
So they want a 1-for-2 deal.
A 1-for-2 deal.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know, I'm cool with it. I'm kind of cool with them, whatever. But would I invite them to my wedding? No, I wouldn't invite.
You
my
didn't
wedding.
Invite them to your
well,
wedding.
Of course not. You know. So I know you're wifed up, Sedano. Cap used to be wifed up.
Right.
Should me and a Mrs. Funch, future Mrs. Funch, honor my mother's request? Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm gonna say swipe left and do not honor your mother's request. Here goes why.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mom. Look, I gave you 5 invitations. You invited your friend, okay? Your friend can't make it.
Yeah.
Why is your friend sending not just a replacement, she's sending
2
replacements. The point was 5. Now that 5 has turned into 6, and 2 of the 6, 33%, I don't even want them there because they weren't invited.
Exactly.
So I think it's okay to say to your mom, look, I wanted your friend to come, but not her son and his wife.
Yes. I mean, her friend practically raised me. She's been around since I've been a baby. But her son, I mean, I don't, you know, kind of
You don't even know, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know this guy?
I kind of know him, you know.
You like kind of know him. Then you shouldn't be at your wedding. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, plus, he's probably not going to give a good gift.
Yeah, probably
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
Laura,
I do not
do you
know
have
that.
Do you have anything on this, Laura?
Look, man, it's your wedding. You decide. Tell him to F
But
off.
You can't. It's hard to say no to your mother, you know?
That is true.
No,
very true.
No.
Especially around
listen,
a wedding.
Listen,
for a mama's boy like me,
Funches,
it's very hard.
Funches, no. I had to do this too, sort of, at my wedding. My mom came last minute and gave me, like, I don't remember who. Oh, it was some relative that had just, I literally got here from Cuba, her and her husband, like, I want to say, like, within, like, 6 months of my wedding. And I'm like, Mom, I've only met them once.
Right.
And
right.
it was like, I was like, you know, I had to go to my wife and be like, are you okay? It was just like, I mean, yeah, if that's what your mom wants, we'll do it,
aww.
You know? But it was just like, but it was embarrassing. Like, come on.
Right.
Like, I don't know these people. Right. I get it, but it's like, you know.
That was my mother. My mother was like, you know, you're going to have to invite your grandmother's friend who used to live across the street. And I'm like, wait, ooh. Why? Why do I have to invite her? She, because that's the way it goes. And I'm like, that's not the way it goes. So.
And even put it even worse, my aunt, my mom's sister, wants to invite 2 people we don't even know, too.
What the hell is this?
What? I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know.
What, you, listen,
this is inviting anyone.
You get married, you send invitations. The guests don't send
exactly.
invitations.
Exactly.
Correct.
We're
exactly.
all invited to Funchy's
exactly.
wedding.
Come on in. Yeah.
Wedding Crashers, 7-10 style.
Please
do.
Right?
Yeah. Fun. Please do.
When is the wedding?
Wedding is a day before Memorial Day, so next a month and a half.
Wow.
So that's May 27th?
I think so. Yeah, I don't somewhere around there.
Ooh.
Yeah, very nice. Congratulations.
29th? Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
I'm sorry about the invitations.
Mazel tov, my brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I mean, just look, man, just all that matters is the food has got to be good. Yeah. The booze has got to be
good.
Can I
say, can I also ask you guys something?
And the music.
Don't waste money on flowers, by the
way. Dude, my fiance wants to put a premium on getting good food and blah, blah, blah. And everyone that tells me that, you know, that's married already says, you don't eat at your wedding. You don't eat at your wedding.
So what I was going to tell you is this, is historically that is true. And what I tell everyone is, no, I know you got to say hi to everybody and you want to shake hands, kiss babies, all that stuff, but definitely eat. Because take a minute, sit there, observe the situation.
Uh-huh. Let people come to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Soak it in and eat. Because what's going to happen is you're going to drink and then you're going to get wasted.
Right. That's
and you don't want to get wasted at your wedding.
And then you're not going to consummate your marriage on your wedding night.
And then what I would also what I would also add is, yes, let people come to you is a good deal too. Because if you're eating, people will also, in theory, be a little more respectful for a few minutes at least of your time. But also soak it in. Like when you're on the dance floor, if you want to take a break, just look around. Look at all those people that are there. Because there's a decent chance some of those people may not be around for one reason or another moving forward. So soak it all in is what I would
advice.
Say.
Yeah. Very good advice.
Well, that's all I got for you guys.
That's it.
You.
You're done.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
All right. That is Radio Tinder.
Way to go, Funch.
Thank you.
Funchy style.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, weddings, man, stressful as hell.
Dude, I got a buddy of mine.
Stay single, people.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine who's getting married right now, and he's kind of like preparing me for, listen, dude, I know we're tight, but the guest list is super tight.
Really?
And we're paying for it. It's not like her dad's floating the bill, you know, and it's not like that.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to eliminate some people, and I can just tell he's trying to let me down really softly, and I'm like, bro. It's okay.
Well, I always tell people never invite me to a wedding.
It's okay.
I'll send you a gift. I don't care.
You're doing me the favor. Like what the Academy Awards did for Will Smith, you're doing me the favor. I don't have to go.
Yeah.
What if they sent you a invitation but no plus one?
Okay.
Rachel would have a huge fit with that.
It's so funny you ask that because let me tell you something. I got an email just the other day for a friend of mine's child's bat mitzvah. Coming up, right? Same weekend you're getting married. So sorry, I can't come.
I'm sorry, man.
You're not invited.
Yeah, cool. I know, but I just wanted to let you know.
Send me money.
I'm going to a bat mitzvah. So I got this invitation, and I looked at it, and it didn't say my name plus one or plus guest, and I thought, they cannot possibly be inviting me without her. They know her.
Yeah, right?
And it turns out that they didn't. It's just that I was too dumb to figure out how to use the Evite.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
George, you're not surprised?
No, you're not.
Not surprised at all, actually. No.
So here's what happened. When the invitation does come in the mail, it's going to say to Mr. Scott Kaplan and Mr. Scott Kaplan. Because that's the way I put it on the Evite. Because I screwed up the whole thing.
Even when you at the table, it's going to say Mr. Scott Kaplan and Mrs. Scott Kaplan.
Yeah.
But that's... people can be mad. Like, I'm graduating May 21st, mm-hmm. and they have limited spaces for, you know.
Your graduation.
For the graduation.
Right.
So my friend has a girlfriend, and I said, hey, I love your girl, and I know her personally, but I only got 8 tickets, bro.
Right.
And I can't give her one, so she got to stay home. Yeah. He was so mad.
Stay home.
No, that's
she can't
not...
do other things. She has to stay home.
Well, I mean, I don't care what she do. I love her, but she
don't have to stay home, but she can't go there.
Yeah. You know? And it's like, look, I would love to have an extra ticket for her. I would love to have an extra ticket for a lot of people.
Dude, tell him to scalp. Tell him to go out front of the graduation and go, I need one.
I'm trying to do that.
Do people do that at graduation?
They do.
I know why.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. Right. I've seen it.
And I've been offered money for my tickets. I'm like, bro, I got Latina. Like, hello. Like, I got a lot of family members. Yeah.
I need one. I'm looking for a miracle.
Really? I've never seen that. One. That is amazing.
I need
feel
a miracle.
Like.
I need one.
Especially right now with COVID. Like, you know, they're still taking precautions and all this other stuff.
Scalping
so
tickets to a graduation.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Beto Duran just sent me an event he put in on his calendar. It says, Funchy Wedding. And it says, we going uninvited Mexican! !
Well, I'm marrying a Mexican, so hey, you got all going to
there you go. Yeah. There you go. There's banda.
Wedding crashing does sound kind of fun.
Oh, my God. So I was at, I went to Boston this past week to go to do the Boston College game. So on Friday night, I get to the hotel after I saw your disgusting feed after dinner.
And Funchy, did you see those?
Gross.
No, I did not.
You didn't
good
see
for
my
you.
Feet?
Good for you.
You want me to show it to
you
here?
No.
Sure, I'll take my shoes off right now.
Description about it. No,
purple
no,
okay. and gross.
No. So no. I get to back to the hotel after dinner. And there is a crazy mad wedding going on. And I walk into the lobby, and there's people just kind of sitting in the lobby. And you could tell, like, they got that glazed look of they've drank too much already.
My kind of people.
And I was like, yo. And so I looked in there, and people were like, hey, you want to come in? I was like, I was literally dressed like this in, like, a sweatshirt with a hoodie and,
should've
like, jeans. And I thought about it for a split second to have one drink. And I was like, man, I'm tired as hell. I've had a terrible experience flying today. Like, I've been delayed. I just need to get to bed. But this is
before the hole in the plane lightning strike.
I was delayed 2 hours early going out there, too. Okay, gotcha. And I had a 5:45 flight that turned into 7:45. So I was up at like 3:45 in the morning, pissed as all hell that I got up that early for no reason. So I was just exhausted. And I already had a beer at dinner, and I was just tired.
But imagine, like, okay, you go in, right, real quick, because I know we got a break. You go in, you take people who are taking pictures, because when you're drunk, you take pictures with everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? They were wasted at
exactly.
that wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine the pictures when they start looking at them and be like,
Who's that?
Who's this?
Dude, Sedano, George Sedano from ESPN.
Who's the guy in the jeans?
My wedding. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be so dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they would have done
that. You were dressed in jeans and a hoodie. Who, by the way, did somebody give me and George, like, a uniform?
Because you're wearing the same thing.
We're wearing the exact same clothes today.
Actually. Yeah. Well, Key was wearing board shorts. That's what he wears.
But, I mean, you and I look like we're wearing, like,
twinsies.
Issued uniforms.
Yeah, twinsies.